What about sending the youngsters to jail? Let me speak to Sam McCaw. Sam, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Sam, this is one of the plans, isn't it? Get the youngsters into jail for a day at least and make them aware that being in jail is not a wonderful place. Is this something that you're considering, something you're doing?
Yes, so this is something we're going to be doing on Thursday morning. We've been working closely with the Prison Service of Northern Ireland, who have been very helpful and very up for it. They see it also the opportunity in it in terms of obviously letting young people see what Headbank Wood Young Offender Centre is like, to try and deter them away from getting involved in criminal activity that will result in them end up going there.
When you go to visit Headbank, what do these youngsters from basically Ardoyne, that general area that you work in, you're with the Ardoyne Youth Club, the New Lodge Youth Centre, the Active Communities Network, so a considerable number of North Belfast young people will go and see the Young Offenders Centre in South Belfast. When they go through the gates, what are they witnessing?
So they're going to be given life like as a prisoner, Frank. They're basically going to be going in. They're going to get the committal stage of going into the jail and seeing what it's like. They're going to get the chance to spend a few hours in a cell by themselves, where you know they'll have time to reflect about you know what is life and what is life, what it'd be like outside. Obviously, you know, you kids nowadays are used to obviously being out with their friends or being on the PlayStations or whatever. When they go into the jail, they won't obviously have the opportunity to do that. So it's a sense of reality for them in terms of one wrong choice, this is where you could end up. That could be the consequence of it. As a youth worker growing up in the Shankill in North Belfast, I would have faced and seen a lot of issues that meant one wrong choice could have a very bad consequence, leading to getting involved, obviously, in the criminal justice system. Opportunities Network across at-risk areas in Belfast, you know, the number of things we look at is young people at early intervention, employability with young people, and with a network of partners who we'll work with. And so we'll link them with, obviously, Ardoyne and New Lodge on this particular project. There's going to be 18, 15 to 17-year-olds from both of them areas going in to have a sense of what it would be like.
Will they see any real prisoners, peer group members who are behind bars?
Yes, so that's the idea. The idea is that they're going to have the chance to obviously get a chance to spend the time in cell by themselves. And then afterwards, they're going to meet real prisoners in around the same age as them, have lunch with them, and actually get to talk about it, about, you know, what it's been like for them and what wrong choices they made and how they ended up in there, you know, and what they would change probably in their life, I suppose, as well.
Now, you mentioned that the kids, the decent kids from your youth club and whatever who are going to be experiencing this, they've got their PlayStations and their televisions and football and doing the things that they do. Whereas if they go to jail, all of that is taken off them. However, that isn't the absolute reality. Some kids come from backgrounds that are questionable, and when they go into jail, they get more than they would have at home, and they certainly have access to the PlayStations and to the pool tables and to the rest and recreation facilities. You make jail sound like as if it's a tough place, whereas time and again we hear it can be almost a pleasure.
Well, one of the things I would say, Frank, is that I think all young people are decent. And what one of the things that we, when we got to go up to see...
All of them, including the ones that are in Headbank?
Well, I think just sometimes young people do make wrong choices, yes, but I think Headbank...
People who break into elderly people's homes, people who rape people who murder people?
Well, I suppose, Frank, you don't really get the full picture of what that young person's journey has been, what they have came through to this point. But I mean, I don't think we need to lose sight of the fact that the young people who we'll be bringing in to it will be getting the chance to obviously experience what it would be like. But what I would point out as well is that young people do make bad choices. Like everyone in their lives makes bad choices at times. Some people come through harder journeys than others. And I think it's just sometimes how your coping mechanisms react with that.
Yeah, it's interesting. When I was listening to you earlier, a few minutes ago, saying about bad choices, I was thinking of, you know, some kids who might get caught up in a riot or some kids who might be involved maybe in a bit of petty thieving. To me, those would be bad choices. You just go and steal something because you're there, or you throw stones at the army or the police because you were there. Those could be bad choices. But I'm talking about people who are doing long stretches for the most serious crimes. They're not bad choices. They're bad people.
No, but the people who make them wrong choices are in more MacGabry and stuff. You know, we went up to Headbank Wood and if you're in for a long-term sentence, like you're saying, you don't necessarily just go to Haybank. You know, you go straight to McGabbery, depending on sort of where you're raised. But if you're 16, 17, and you're going to be serving a long sentence, you go straight to McGabbery. You know, you don't go into Haybank. So one of the things that we obviously discussed with the prison service was that, you know, that they're around the issues that you talked about there, you know, the petty thieving, you know, maybe getting involved in a rat, maybe even hitting someone in a fight that could lead to a wee bit more. That's the kind of things that we are sort of linking in with.
So just to clear this up for me, surely there are murderers in Haybank? Surely there are rapists in Haybank?
I'm sure there maybe is in the female wing, but in terms of when we spoke to the governor in the place, if there were 15, 16, 17, and they go in for murder, or they go in for rape, or a long-term sentence, then they go straight to McGabbery.
Right, okay, so, but whichever jail they're in, do you feel that it's wrong choices that led to those people being in jail, or are they bad people?
I think it would be unfair for me to comment on that without knowing the journey of that person. But obviously, people are bad in terms of some of the things that they do. You know, anyone that's in jail has obviously made a bad decision in their life, you know, to get to that stage. And I think it's unfair for me to comment on any crime, you know, because every crime is an individual, you know, and we need to take it in that sense. But it's wrong also.
Yeah. Okay. Listen, diplomatic answer, and I'm not going to rip you apart on that. I would disagree with your analysis, but you're entitled, of course, to have that opinion in relation to what people do and the hurt that they visit upon other people, and what may have motivated them, or what reason there may be for them being in the position that they are in. But my thought is always, and maybe it's just my mindset, my thought is always with the victim. It's never with the perpetrator. But Sam, you're doing some excellent work to ensure that young people don't become perpetrators, that they are on the straight and narrow, and that they learn from their experiences of life. And, you know, I just think it's an excellent idea to take young people to a prison and to show them what it's like. I think it's a wonderful idea. Is there other cutting-edge stuff that you're doing as well?
Active Communities Network works across the whole of Belfast City and further as well in some of our programmes. And all that we do is we work with young people on an equally led approach. We're working with some of the most at risk, using a very loose term, young people. And it's all about their personal and social development. You know, we work with them and on their needs and take them around a journey. And hopefully at the end of it, then we can see them going into some sort of employment. So that's basically the journey of the Active Communities Network and where we'd like to take young people.
And are you well funded, Sam, or are you one of these areas that has a question mark over your funding?
Well, we would sort of be a voluntary organisation, so we would have funding coming in through corporate organisations as well as government, but don't rely solely on government. So at the minute, we wouldn't probably be like some of the youth centres or some of the youth organisations, but, you know, it's always a possibility that it could go like that.
Well, listen, it sounds like a very important work that you're doing. I appreciate you coming on. Thanks for letting us know about it, Sam. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank.
That's Sam McGraw. He's from the Active Communities Network, just working at the coalface, so to speak, with the challenges that are facing young people here in Northern Ireland. Right, 90 333 105.